Hello, and welcome to Press TV's Top 5. A top Iranian official says that the country's defense issues, including its missile program, are not negotiable. Secretary of Iran's Supreme National Security Council, Ali Shamkhani, said that Iran can meet its needs in the defense sector using its domestic capabilities. The senior official also said that Tehran will not renegotiate any of the provisions of the Iran nuclear deal with the P5+1 group of countries. Shamkhani's remarks come as Washington has reneged on some of its commitments under the Iran nuclear deal. Kevin Barrett, author and Middle East expert, joins us from Madison. Kevin Barrett, here you have one of the country's top officials, Secretary of Iran's Supreme National Security Council, making this statement again about Iran's missile program that is not negotiable. Why do you think that Iran decides to repetitively make its stance clear on this issue? Because it doesn't seem like it's penetrating enough in the minds of American officials.
Well, Iran is sticking with their agreements and pursuing a rational policy. And that's not what we're getting from Washington, of course. The U.S. is throwing up its hands, and the Trump administration, of course, wants to scrap the nuclear deal, or at least Trump says that's why he got into politics, was his main purpose of running for president, was his opposition to this nuclear deal. So he and many of the Republicans in Congress have made no secret of the fact that they're basically under the influence, if not complete control, of Netanyahu and the forces in the Likud side of the Israeli governing apparatus, who are trying to ratchet up tensions with Iran. And ultimately, they probably intend to plunge the region into a large war, which they could use as an excuse to finish the ethnic cleansing of Palestine under the fog of war. That does appear to be the end game for Lieberman and some of the other outright Nazi-style ethnic cleansers in Israel. And they've got a big part of the Republican Party here in the United States basically just obeying them slavishly. The adults in the room here in the United States, of course, are aghast at all of this, and the Europeans and the rest of the world is even more aghast. So Iran has managed to come out of this looking like the steady and kind of sane and careful party, whereas the U.S. is looking like the rogue nation. And that's probably not what the smarter managers of the American empire ever intended.
Kevin Barrett, thank you for that. Author and Middle East expert from Madison.